My name is Michael Brady, and I am part of Partners for Karmic Freedom. With my wife, my deceased wife, Linda Brady, who passed away on January 24th of this year. And this is the last broadcast of the Cancer Project and the beginning of a new podcast called New Beginnings, which I will carry forth for some indefinite period of time, I hope. It is February 9th, about 10 after midnight. I'm up late again. If you're just beginning, this was a cancer project begun on August 1st when my wife began treatment for cervical cancer, which she managed to cure in November of this year. And in January, she overcame her dependence on painkillers that she was required to use during the treatment process. And in a very unexpected, abrupt event, she developed a brain bleed while she was being treated for blood clots, and she crossed over to the other side on January 24th of this year. And the Cancer Project is the chronicle of that disease, the curing of it, and the closure of Linda's life. And this is the last podcast of the Cancer Project, as I said. So I'm going to be doing a podcast, I think, once a week for a while I recreate life. And let me bring you up to date with the life celebration, or the celebration of life for Linda. I had high hopes as she came to the end of her life and right after she passed, that there would be this big event in Tampa. Doesn't look like it warrants such a large idea that I had, a hotel and a weekend. And so an alternative has come up through the feedback from the people listening to this, the people part of our Aquarian family, who have been involved with us as their life coaches. And first of all, in probably last of April, first of May, somewhere in there, I'll do a small personal celebration of life here in Tampa for the people here, since we've been here 9 years or almost 10 years now, that have come into our practice and have a desire to be part of that. And then I'm hoping it's in June, one of the first three weekends in June, a Saturday, not a weekend, a day, one day, a Saturday in June, there will be another celebration of life in, wait for it, Baltimore, Maryland. Baltimore, Maryland is where Linda and I were born and raised. Well, she was born in Georgia, but raised in Baltimore. I was born and raised in Baltimore. And we lived there all of our life until we moved to Vermont. We developed our first practice in Baltimore. Our deepest roots are there, in other words. And the most people that would want to celebrate her life together probably are centered in and around Baltimore, Maryland. So I had a very kind offer from a friend, a client, a student of ours over the years to host the celebration of life in his lovely home in Baltimore. And that's probably the best date. Looks like it's going to evolve into be the one of the first three Saturdays in June. That's not locked in stone, but keep track of the podcast every week and check on the website, karmicfreedom.com, karmicfreedom.com. And we will, I'll make sure that the information is posted there as soon as it's finalized and complete and all the details that anyone would need to attend who's interested in attending. So I've decided to call the end of the cancer project because I'm feeling, and I'm getting feedback from people listening, so all the people involved in this, that it's time to, for all of us, to do our own private grieving, and the time of sharing, all the transparency of what's been going on needs to come to closure now. And that feels right, makes perfect sense to me. It's feeling right to other people as well. And I want to step forward now and to the new beginnings, to the future, to what's coming as opposed to what has happened and in the past. It's time for all of us to grieve on our own and in our own ways and to prepare for a celebration of Linda's life in the near future. Partners for Karmic Freedom is being called on to create itself again, to become a new beginning. One door closes, another door opens. Life is filled with transformation. This is a very transformational process for me, for all of us, for our work, for our company. So I just want to give you a heads up. I'm beginning to dream something new in terms of what I'm going to do with myself in the world, in the context of our work. And also am beginning to call in people who Linda has trained as karmic astrologers over the years. And there's quite a few, but there's a handful of dedicated karmic astrologers that practice exactly in the way that Linda was practicing herself, with as much depth of understanding of karma and skill with the chart. And it's not my place to replace Linda because we were partners and I'm not a clone of hers. And it just wouldn't be right for me to try to step in and take her own place in terms of the way that she did karmic astrology. I have my own understanding of karmic astrology and my own use of the chart, and it's not exactly the same as Linda's. So anyway, I'm going to recreate myself in the practice. I have some ideas forming. I'm starting to dream about that for myself, and I'm becoming excited about a new presentation, a new direction for myself. And I also want to hold on to Partners for Karmic Freedom. I want this website, this organization, to stay in the same format that it's in. So hopefully, and I'm very optimistic about this, that there will be more people as part of Partners for Karmic Freedom. There'll be more than two partners. There'll be three or four or five partners or something like that. And these other partners that will become involved part of in partnership with me in some way in Partners for Karmic Freedom will be the experts in doing the chart the way that Linda wanted the chart to be read, wanted the chart to be interpreted, and helped people in creating their own freedom, their own life, and understanding their karma. And I'll also be part of that organization, of course, the head of it, and doing my own new thing that complements, is with that other piece of the operation. That's the concept I've got at this point. I'm excited about it. I'm beginning to stew on it while I take care of business, all the other things in life about closuring a person's life and reformulating all the details we have to in life. That's going to occupy me for a couple of months, I would assume, a lot too. So this is not going to be a long podcast. I want to thank all of you who journeyed through Linda's cancer cure and then the transition from this life into the next, for your love and support in that, and how helpful that was to me. I hope sharing our journey was helpful to you in some personal ways as well. So keep in mind that June 10th, 17th, and 24th is most probable dates for a celebration of life in Baltimore, and somewhere in the end of April, 1st of May, there will be a celebration of life here in Tampa for people who are local here. So if you want to come, if you're out of state or out of the country, or you're hearing this and you're far away, whatever that means, I guess the major one to really come to would be the one in Baltimore. And if you're local to Tampa here, then the one here would be the best to attend. So there'll be two celebrations of life. And just to let you all know that I'm doing well. I have my feet under me now, and the worst or the most intense waves of grief have subsided. There's a deeper well, I think, in me of grief that I haven't tapped yet, but that's not going to show up for me for months, probably, maybe 6 months, maybe a year from now, for all I know. I can feel it underneath, deep down underneath, that I haven't finished my grieving, but I need to get down the road. I need to get my life together better and stable, and the work stable, before I give myself the time and take the time to tap into that deeper part of myself and do the over the top, the final grieving and releasing. And it, like all of you, should be, you know, more private than public and shared kind of thing. So all of that feels appropriate, and I'm beginning to feel myself really pointing forward in my life, not so much hanging on to behind me. And I'm feeling that Linda is in a good place. She's healing, she's transforming, she's doing things on the other side that she talked about all of our life together. She talked about being a guide for animals, for dogs, especially crossing over after she left this incarnation. I hear from other people who listen to the podcast here that she's showing up in dreams and in other ways in their lives. So she's still coming back and working with people. She's keeping me company on my walks. I get symbols and signs a lot, almost every time I walk. Earlier in life, we had established serendipity symbols in the 80s for ourselves, and we taught this to other people as a way to let us know when we see something in the world, these symbols in the world, to remind us of serendipity and how it works, and that is that you need to think forward, you need to dream, you need to come up with new stuff for yourself in your life. You make a plan, you take action. Once you begin to take action on what you're trying to create, then the universe gives you feedback. And a lot of times, and commonly in life, people perceive that feedback as obstacles, things that get in the way of what they're trying to accomplish or achieve, when in fact, most often, our personalities think we know what we want the most or makes us the happiest or is the best thing. And our souls know better than that. And serendipity is the feedback from the universe, from your soul, from God. You can choose a source for yourself based on your belief systems. In process about helping us get to the best version of what it is we're trying to create. So the symbol, for instance, that I chose for myself back in the 80s were turtle doves or mourning doves, very common, the most common dove in the United States. And what's unique about them for me, or was for me, is for me, is that they're burst at pair for life. You see them often, if not always, in pairs. I mean, even if you see one, the other one's somewhere around. And if you hang around shortly, they show up. So they're paired for life. And that appealed to me. It reminded me of me and Linda as a couple, as a partnership, as our soulmateness with each other. And when you see it, it reminds you to lean in, to be optimistic, to plan, to take action, and then to watch for the feedback that shapes the ultimate outcome of what you created or thought of in the first place. And if you go with the flow instead of seeing those things that show up that are not in the original plan as helping you or steering you in some way, or as opposed to being obstacles that prevent you from accomplishing what you want, most often in life, the manifestations that show up are better than the ones we dreamed of. And they're always a little different, or they could be a lot different by the time you get done the journey. So I'm seeing serendipity symbols now for myself whenever I'm out in the world, especially when I walk and stuff in the morning, of paired birds or paired animals. I'm seeing pigeons and ducks and doves. And whenever I see them on my walk, I think of Linda. It reminds me of us, and which has been doing all these years. And it's also reminding me it's time to step off, to lean forward, to look forward, and to be optimistic. And that's happening every time I go out. I catch that. And I'm beginning to have her touch me in my sleep and in my dreams, too. I'm not really in dialogue with her yet, but I can feel her hanging around when I get into that kind of meditational half-wake, half-sleep place. And I'm also aware from other people that she's showing up in their dreams and she's showing up in their life in other symbolic ways that is supporting them, feeding them information, still helping people, even from the other side. So that's all good. That's all good. And I wish all of you, you know, to be happy about where you're at in your relationship with Linda, and to look forward with me to the growth and the changes and the newness that is coming to Partners for Karmic Freedom, and to look forward to the time we'll get to spend together in celebrating her life in a joyous way, and sharing whatever we want about that, our experiences with it, on one of these two dates. So that's the news, all the news for now. I'm Michael Brady. I can be reached. I am still, I have room for client work. So if you know anyone who wants to work in an ongoing way with coaching, please have them call me. If you know anybody who needs, wants, desires to do some past life regression, which is one of my fortes in life, please send them my way. If you know someone who generally wants some sort of hypnotic work or understanding about hypnosis and self-hypnosis and conscious-unconscious process, send them my way. I'm currently working with someone right now who's has an anxiety disorder. So in a non-karmic way, I'm doing, you know, that kind of hypnosis as well. I have a lot of background in hypnosis. I think that's it for now. So thank you for listening, and especially if you've been tagging along in the Cancer Project through this very long and arduous journey. Know that I love and appreciate you all, and I hope this shared journey has been transformative for you and profound and helpful in some ways. Sharing this curing of cancer and this beginning of grieving and healing has been profound for me, and I think it's been profound for a lot of people. And we all need to be in relation and in support of each other. And this has been that kind of journey. So thank you again. This is Michael Brady for Partners for Karmic Freedom.